Ukraine security issue.
August 15th marks the 173rd day of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine, and Russia still hasn't managed to take the Donbas under its full control. The occupying forces have failed to storm Ukrainian positions in the Donetsk region and are retreating with losses. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine reported that Ukrainian defenders have eliminated at least 200 Russian soldiers over the past day, mostly in the Donetsk region. Since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, Russia has lost almost 44,000 of its fighters, over 4,000 tanks, close to 1,000 artillery systems, 195 helicopters, and more than 3,000 units of automotive equipment. One-fifth of Russian army units deployed in Ukraine have been defeated, says Valery Zaluzhny, commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Ukraine. But in order to put an end to Russian aggression, the Ukrainian army is in dire need of artillery and aviation reinforcement. Petro Chernik, Ukrainian military expert, said that this will change the course of the war in Ukraine's favor. So, in order to achieve fire superiority and cut off enemy reserve supplies, Ukrainian defenders are destroying bridges. Namely, Ukrainian artillery has destroyed all transport crossings over the Dnipro River in occupied Kherson. After this, the Russian military command fled the city, said Yuri Sabalevsky, deputy head of the Kherson Regional Council. Indeed, currently there is no safe logistics route the Russians could use to satisfy their military needs, in particular to support the division near Kherson. I can also confirm that all the transport arteries are under Ukrainian fire control. Perhaps this is the main reason the Russians' military command decided to flee. They have left the city of Kherson, but not the whole region. The Russians are ruthlessly bombarding Ukrainian cities and villages. Kharkiv has again come under massive attack. The occupiers shelled an apartment block, a children's playground, and a public transport stop. At least 5 people have been wounded. Private houses, farming facilities, industrial and infrastructure facilities were also damaged as a result of shelling in the Dnipropetrovsk and Mykolaiv regions. Residents of the border village of Slavgorod are witnesses to rockets flying over their homes practically every day. The settlement is only 3 kilometers away from the Russian border, and the people here can truly experience what it's like to live in close proximity with an aggressive terrorist state. Russian artillery shells their yards, farmland and roads. A 3-meter-wide bomb crater and metal missile fragments can be seen right outside Lyubov Pilipivna's yard. She said that she and her husband are often forced to spend half of the day in their basement. It was so scary that I thought it was the end. A missile or God knows what fell close by, and fragments hit our house. I was in the kitchen busy with my cooking. Then I looked up and wondered what was that rattling sound was. Turned out it to be missile fragments hitting the house. I hurried to the basement. When I get anxious, I can't feel my legs, and it's hard to make the descent to the shelter. My husband was outside farming. I shouted out to him. He also froze in fear and didn't know where to go. It was a terrifying experience. Most of the communities and settlements bordering on Russia live with damaged roofs and broken windows. The local authorities promised to help the residents with construction materials to repair homes before the cold season. But the residents wonder what are the chances that they won't have to repair them once more in a week or two after another shelling. One strike can come without damaging anything, and then the second brings missile fragments right into the yard. I'm surprised I haven't been wounded. There was one time when my granddaughter made it to the shelter while I was still outside trying to make out what all the loud noises were. So, everyday life is crazy, just try to imagine. Just as you calm down, it starts all over again. We are keeping resilient. We don't know what the future shall bring. We stay in our basements. It's not just the noise. The missiles are literally flying over our heads. After the 8th of March, we've had 3 missiles explode right in our vegetable garden. The craters were 3 by 3 meters wide and about a meter deep. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the Office of President of Ukraine, called on the International Committee of the Red Cross to remember its purpose and intervene in the Suda trial that the Russians are preparing to stage over Ukrainian prisoners of war in occupied Mariupol, a city reduced to ashes. Prison cages are being installed on the stage of the local Chamber Philharmonic Hall. The so-called criminal over Mariupol defenders, namely the Azov Regiment, is likely planned for the 24th of August, Ukraine's Independence Day. During their evacuation from the Azovstal steel plant, Russia assured that Ukrainian fighters would be granted security and traditionally broke all promises. Mariupol mayor Vadim Bochenko said the occupiers want to demonstrate a victory to Russia's internal audience and show some kind of achievement. Russia also wants to rid itself of responsibility for the destruction and murders committed by its soldiers. This is cynical and deceitful Russian propaganda in action.